Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
And joining us, Alex Chelios from the bigsmoke.com.au to shoot the breeze. Good morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. How's your week been?
Very well, thanks.
And if you can hear a bit of banging in the background, it's coming from underneath our studio where our new kitchen is being built at the moment. Noisy darn tradesmen, so I apologise for that.
I can't even hear anything.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, let's get straight into it. And Trumpy's on a new social media platform. What's going on with that? And it's not going to be as easy as he thinks when it comes to things like Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. What's happening?
So he's come out to say that one of his advisors have said that he's going to create his own social media platform within the next 2 to 3 months. A lot of people are mocking this on Twitter, but the truth is that, you know, a basic form of Facebook was made available in literally just 2 weeks back in 2004. So with the ability to create websites and software quite quickly, that's not the part that's difficult to understand. What will be difficult to understand will be how he would deal with some of the issues that will be associated with running a social media platform. So aside from the technical build, I mean, you need the infrastructure of the website, which is typically provided by people like Amazon's AWS or Google's cloud, who removed websites like Parler or apps like Parler. So if they don't want Parler, they're not going to want Trump's platform.
Yeah.
So that's going to be one major issue. The other thing is the complexities around privacy and security when running a social media platform. So, for example, you know, will the platform only be available to Americans? Will it be available to European citizens? If so, there's different data regulation there. There's different ways that you actually have to have privacy and security frameworks for the platform. It's not going to be as simple as, I'm angry that everybody shut me down, so I'm going to have my own platform. Unless he wants a Tumblr, he could have a blog.
Well, anyone can have a blog, but he wants more than that, and he wants it now. He's a bit like the generation of we want it and we want it now, and you know, doesn't put a lot of thought into it. He just goes, I want it, give it to me.
I don't think he does business plans.
No, there you go. They're the two words I'm looking for. Business plan right there. Alex, Easter just around the corner. Of course, the Good Friday appeal happening this Friday, the 90th year of it. But let's talk Easter eggs. Mm-mm-mm. Apparently, and I did not know this, they were once a luxury that very few could afford. But they're very commonplace nowadays. Why is it so?
So in the 1800s, Cadbury's chocolate eggs were a luxury product. They were one of the only brands that were doing chocolate eggs for Easter. And it was typically sort of like the caviar of Easter treats. So it wasn't widely available. Families weren't buying it for their children. It wasn't until actually the turn of the century when during wartime there was rationing, but Easter eggs were still widely available over the Easter period. So there was this whole manufacturing boom around chocolate eggs. It was easy to get the molds. It was easy to distribute it. And suddenly there were thousands of shops available with these eggs. And then over the 50s, 60s and 70s, it's become a lot easier to produce and create and distribute. So now they're really quite commonplace. But once upon a time, it was very fancy if your family had a chocolate egg. And some families would have one chocolate egg and then they would share that egg amongst themselves. So like they would have to have like just a bite of it, which is, realistic.
Want to be a darn big head to share. I mean, if I'm on chocolate, I'm on chocolate, and ain't nobody getting any of that stuff except me.
Yeah, I'm imagining, you know, those little tiny mini eggs?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like imagining someone like slicing that up.
Each bit difficult with the ones that have got cream inside them, though.
Yeah.
And the gooey caramel. Oh, my mouth is salivating. You're a naughty person for bringing up this topic at this time of the morning.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a chocolate egg in probably 10 years.
Oh, come on, Alex. Indulge a little, please. You know, you're a long time dead.
I know.
Do you fidget, Alex?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I'm a big fidget person. And even doodling, when I'm on the phone, I do a lot of doodling. And apparently that's good for us.
Yeah, it means that you're very smart.
Oh, okay. I'll stop then.
So this was done by a study well, a study of researchers looked into this from New Zealand, actually. And what they did was they tried to understand the part of the brain that executes decision-making, so the prefrontal cortex. And basically what they found is that people, they evaluated the brains of people that were diagnosed with ADHD, but what they found was that people who were on the phone and fidgeting at the same time were more likely to remember what they were talking about. They were more likely to have increased cognitive skills. So it has a lot to do with biochemical signatures and the way our brains respond to different activities. So when you're talking or you're doing something and at the same time you're using your hands, it does something to the brain to actually connect what's happening. So it's like a super fast way of, I guess, streamlining the understanding of what you're witnessing. So whether that's something that you're reading, whether that's something you're talking about, the fidgeting element of it actually helps understand some really important biomarkers of the brain.
Alex, on that note, I've got to go. I've got to practice my fidgeting. That'd be a very good idea, I think. Alex Chelios, lovely to shoot the breeze. As always, check out those topics and more at thebigsmoke.com.au, and we'll talk next Tuesday.
Thanks so much.
The 2020 Retro Countdown.
Hi, the next countdown takes us back to the week when this show arrived on Australian TV.